Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure not only to welcome our listeners from around the world, but also to introduce the four exciting and diverse personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. Drawn from the great world of comedy, we have some outstanding performers. Somebody who's played the game many times before with great success, that great individual comedy performer, Paul Merton, and somebody who's from a slightly older generation, but with his own individual witty approach to comedy, Peter Jones, and two people who've not played the game quite so often before, but outstanding comedy performers in their own right, Maria McCurlane and Stephen Frost. But will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Helen Williams, who's going to help me keep the score. She's going to handle my stopwatch. And also she will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Town Hall of Loughborough in the lovely theatre they have here, and it is part of the Leicester Comedy Festival. And we are delighted to have in front of us a really hyped-up comedy festival audience. Going to cheer us on our way in pure red Leicester style. So, as usual, I'm going to ask our four players of the game to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. We begin the show with Paul Merton. Paul, the subject we've got, oh, a lovely one to start with. What the actress said to the bishop. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, it's one of those phrases you don't hear often these days. It was one of those things where people could say something.
Oh, Stephen has challenged immediately.
Well, deviation, I say it every day, I hear it every day. He said you don't often hear it. I hear it every day. My mother is an actress and my father's a bishop.
Stephen, you are keen and we love it. He wasn't actually deviating within the rules of Just a Minute, but we loved your challenge. Thank you. What I do there, I like to do that. I give a bonus point to Stephen for a delightful challenge and interjection. But as Paul was interrupted, he gets a point for being interrupted, and he keeps the subject, and there are 55 seconds left, Paul. What the actress said to the bishop, starting now.
If you say something that's capable of a double meaning, you then say, as the actress said to the bishop.
And Maria McCurlane challenge.
I think that was just a bit of...
Yes, a hesitation. A stumble like that, we interpret as hesitation. So, Maria, a correct challenge. You gain a point for a correct challenge. You take the subject. 49 seconds are available. What the actress said to the bishop. Starting now.
As an actress, I can honestly say I have never, ever said...
Oh, Stephen, yes.
Now, that was a... I thought there was two evers, but it was a never and an ever, wasn't
never
it?
Never and ever, yes.
I was assuming she'd do another. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise.
You're allowed to rhyme words.
Oh, you yes. Can rhyme, right.
Okay. No. We, as you haven't played this song, we enjoy your keenness.
Well, I'm very keen.
It's to be applauded. But unfortunately, Maria was interrupted. That was a point for interruption, and she keeps the subject. For 43 seconds left on the subject, Maria, starting now.
Said anything at all to a bishop?
Paul challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, an early is a definite hesitation, Paul. So let's hear more from you on the actress and the bishop, starting now.
Give it a twist and it comes off in your hand, said the actress to the bishop. That's the sort of thing you do. I do know, actually, that Steve's mother and father, as he mentioned...
Maria challenged.
It was an He just got me on an
He got you on an you got him on an So this is a lot of points scored in this round. A correct challenge, a point for a great challenge, Maria. And there are 30 seconds left. What the actress said to the bishop, starting now.
Possibly something to do with actresses having loose morals or bishops having things under their cassocks that might need some attending to by the ladies of the night or the ladies...
Ooh! Peter Jones, a challenge. Nice to hear from you, Peter. You're getting... Yes. I see you brought your fan club with you, Peter. That's
yes,
good.
Yes.
They go everywhere.
But she did hesitate, and in my opinion, not a moment too soon.
I quite agree, Peter. And you have 17 seconds for you to tell us something about what the actress said to the bishop, starting now.
It depends which actress we're talking about. Helen Mirren, perhaps, or it could be Barbara Windsor. They would have very different things to say to a bishop. It could be Bishop Tutu, for instance. Or...
Paul challenged.
Repetition of two.
Two. The
It's one word.
I know it's one word, but we have got this problem in just a minute. And the way I've always interpreted it over 33 years is that as it sound, radio we're dealing is, if the word is repetitious and it's 2-2, then that is repetition. And we have to avoid people's names. I've given it in the past on BBC.
You've always been wrong.
But I'm still in the job, Peter. I'm going to give it to you on three. I think it was an amusing challenge. So, Paul, you have a correct challenge. Another point, of course, 3 seconds on what the actress said to the bishop starting now.
And if you rub them the other way round, it makes my hair stand up at the back of my neck.
So, a lot of interruptions, a lot of points scored in the round, and at the end of that round, Paul Merton is in the lead ahead of Maria McCurlane. And, Steve, we'd like you to take the next round. And it's a very apt subject for this particular area we're in, the Leicester Comedy Festival. But let us hear something about Leicester City. 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Well, the last time I saw Leicester City play football was when they were beaten by...
I don't know whether that was an intuitive pause there, but you didn't want to remind this Leicester audience of that occasion. But Peter got in first, and it was obviously hesitation. So, Peter, 52 seconds. Tell us something about Leicester City, starting now.
Well, it's most famous for Red Leicester, which is a part of Leicester which I've never actually been to. But I believe the people are very friendly. Girls speak to you in the street, and have been known to invite people back home to where they work. And the other parts of Leicester, they play football, I understand. I've never followed that game particularly myself, but it is a fact that if they have a festival, then they celebrate football and comedy, not so here in Loughborough, which is the fringe element of Leicester.
Paul, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid there was hesitation, yes, when we got to the fringe and he hesitated. 10 seconds only available, Paul, on Leicester City with you starting now.
Well, they're doing quite well, I believe, in the Premier Division. Only a few weeks ago they beat Manchester United at Old Trafford, a 1-0 victory, which I thought would be quite popular with some of the people here. I wonder...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was, of course, Paul Merton, who has increased his lead at the end of the round. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject is handyman. 60 seconds as usual, Peter, starting now.
Well, I used to be a bit of a handyman when we were first married because I couldn't afford to pay people to mend the chairs or the electric light and things like that. So I turned my hand to it and put up shelves and repaired the floor, put boards in where they were missing or creaky, and now I find that...
Maria challenged. There was an yes. And now you find and that's hesitation. 39 seconds starting now.
Handyman is surely something of a contradiction in terms. In my experience, I've never found a man to be handy whenever I needed one. Also not very good at doing things with their hands, if you get my meaning.
Paul Merton challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes.
Pause for laughter.
No, it wasn't.
Shall we carry on waiting then?
Yeah.
I think she was also pausing for emotional effect, and it worked. 21 seconds, handyman with you, Paul, starting now.
So a man goes for a job on a building site, and the bloke says, what do you do? He says, I'm a handyman. He said, can you build brick walls? He said, no. Can you mend plumbing? He said, I can't do that. He said, in what sense are you a handyman? He says, well, I only live round the corner. This was a joke that I remember hearing. I was about 8 years old at school, and I thought this was tremendously funny. I didn't think it would go as well as that. In fact, if I might bring it back into the act...
Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point as well as other than the round, and he has increased his lead ahead of Maria McCurlin, followed by Peter Jones and Stephen Frost. Paul, your turn to begin. The subject, opposites. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I believe there's stuff called antimatter, which is the opposite of matter, and if these two substances ever come into collision, there is an almighty explosion. Is it the same with pasta and antipasto, I wonder? When I see it listed in a restaurant, perhaps if you get these two particular pieces of stuff... I can't say substance again, because I've already said that. That's why I'm trying to avoid it.
Stephen, you've challenged.
He said the substance.
He said the substance. And he also said pasta twice, but nobody picked him up. That was very generous of you. Stephen, you have 39 seconds to tell us something about opposites, starting now.
If you put the opposite ends of two magnets together, they will fly apart because the poles, north and south, reject the other one, which they don't like, therefore causing the movement of the two bits of metal.
I think it's a question of these pieces of metal not liking each other. I think magnetism isn't about personal likes or dislikes.
But he didn't say there were personal likes. I mean,
no, he said these two pieces of metal don't like each other.
Listen, I agree with Stephen.
You agree with Stephen that? All right, okay.
Yes, I'm agree with Stephen. Yes, they antagonise each other, Stephen. 28 seconds. Opposites, starting now.
They say opposites attract, and this is true.
Paul.
I don't know.
Stephen, you have 26 seconds on opposites, starting now.
There is an old Zen question which asked, what is the opposite of inner happiness? The answer being fish. Now, most people don't understand this because fish isn't the...
Maria Chan.
No, I think I misheard him.
No, you didn't.
No, fish, but I wanted to hear the rest of the story.
All right. Right, give
very
Maria...
Good.
She's being very generous. Give Maria a point for a correct challenge. Stephen, there are 14 seconds left. Opposites with you, starting now.
There's nothing worse than standing on the opposite platform where you should...
Maria challenged again.
It's a T-shirt.
You see, you get it back eventually. Right, Maria, 10 seconds, opposites, starting now.
They say opposites attract, which is possibly why I'm very much attracted to Nicholas Parsons, because we're completely different.
Peter Jones challenged.
She's gone to pieces.
Maria, you were interrupted, so you get a point for being interrupted, and you have 3 seconds to continue on. Opposites, starting now.
I meant to say Peter Jones, of course, rather than Nicholas Parsons.
Doesn't matter how confused you get, as long as you keep going. And Maria did until the whistle went, gained that extra point. And with the other points in the round, she has now leapt into the lead. Letting your hair down is the next subject. We have been doing this very successfully on this programme so far. Stephen Frost is going to take the subject to begin with. and must explain to our listeners throughout the world, the reason that laughter came was that of all the members of the panel, Stephen has least hair. And he's going to talk on letting your hair down, 60 seconds, starting now.
When I was in Singapore, I went to a gambling den where you place your money in a basket and lower it onto the floor where the bets are being taken. If you haven't got any money, you can use animals. And the most expensive
Paul challenged.
Coiny thrombosis.
He couldn't find in time another word for animal. Paul, you got in first, 49 seconds. Letting your hair down, starting now.
Well, I had this pet electric hare that I used to look after, and it used to run at Wimbledon in front of the dogs, and it was quite a nice, friendly creature. But after a while, I said, well, look, you've been doing this now for over 30 years. It's time to retire. I told it very gently. I said, look, I don't want to upset...
Stephen challenged.
A couple of looks there.
There were too many looks.
Was there really?
Yes, yes, there really were, yes. He kept saying, look to the hair. 32 seconds, Stephen, letting your hair down, starting now.
If you haven't got enough hair on your head to let down, you can always use your armpits.
Peter Jones challenge.
He
hesitated.
He did hesitate. He did, yes.
Yes, I noticed that look on your face when this mention of armpits sort of turned you on.
I hesitated because I wasn't going to say armpits at first. I was going to say something else.
What did we say?
Most of us have hair there. I mean, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Letting your hair down, Peter, 28 seconds, starting now.
It's very important to do this if you ever have a shampoo while you're showering, because a lot of the hair falls down and gets stuck in the plug. And you can either try to pull it up, which is a very tedious business, and there's always a lot of grey gunge mixed up in it. So if you can let it down by running the water and prodding it with the end of a toothbrush or whatever you have, then you let it down and release.
Image you paint, Peter, of you in the bathroom in the mornings is delightful. You've got some points in that run, including one for speaking as a whistle when. The choice, Peter. The choice. An interesting subject. Talk on it if you can, starting now.
Well, I don't think it is a very interesting subject, personally, but still, they're running short of people to think up these subjects, you know, at the BBC. They're trying to economise. They've got children of eight in Taiwan thinking up some of these subjects. Now, you have to have alternatives if you have a choice. And the alternative to going on talking this...
Full challenge.
Repetition of alternatives.
Oh, quite yes, right, yes.
Right, yes, yes. 35 seconds. The choice with you, Paul, starting now.
Well, I suppose if you're born in Manchester and you like football, you've got a choice between supporting Manchester United or that's Manchester twice.
Yes. Maria came in. Right, Manchester. 29 seconds, Maria. The choice starting now.
It was a bad choice I made this evening to put on pants with no elastic. It will be a good choice, however, when I go back to the hotel and throw them away.
I should explain to our listeners the most of the fellows were having a very close look at Maria's knickers up to see if we could see anything.
I thought that was a dishcloth.
Right. But, Stephen, you challenged.
Well, I'm challenging Paul for sexual deviation.
Oh. Oh.
You weren't even there. What are you talking about?
So, was there any other challenge? Because it doesn't...
Yeah, hesitation. She hesitated.
All right, she hesitated, Stephen. 13 seconds, the choice, starting now.
If there was no choice, life would be very boring. There must be different things to do from other types of objects, because if there wasn't, then surely we'd all go around with long looks on our faces being very unhappy.
Right. Stephen Frost was then speaking as a whistle when gained an extra point, and with others in the round, he has moved forward, but he's only in third place still, but he's catching up on Maria McCurlane, a thing a lot of us would love to do. And she's just 1 point behind her leader, still Paul Merton. Peter Jones is still in there with a fighting chance. And Paul, your turn to begin. Superstitions. Oh, yes. Tell us something about those in just a minute. Starting now.
Never walk under a black cat is a superstition that you find in most parts of Europe. Spain, Portugal, Greece, Italy, Ireland, Romania. All these locations that I've just listed have this very same superstition. It also apparently is bad luck to drop a ladder. If you do, you must pick it up and throw it over your shoulder. This could be considered rather unfortunate for the people walking behind you, but that it is, that's the world.
Stephen, you challenge first. Yeah.
Hesitation there.
Yes, you were going so wonderfully, adapting and twisting all the superstitions so well. But Paul, you were interrupted, alas, after 30 seconds, and it's now with you, Stephen, starting now.
There's an old superstition in my household that if there's a knock at the door on a Tuesday, you must always go out the back entrance and surprise the visitor by shouting, Yaha Kihihu. Now, this is an old East...
Paul, challenge.
I don't think that's very appropriate behaviour for an actress or a bishop.
Oh, a clever reference back to where we started. Paul, a bonus point for that remark, but he wasn't actually deviating from the rules of just a minute. So, Stephen, still with you, and a point for being interrupted. 18 seconds available. Superstition starting now.
Of course, in the darkest continent of Africa, deep in Zambibia.
Peter Collins, yes.
Zambibia. Deep in a place that doesn't exist.
I like you say it louder, Peter, so everybody hears. You can't be deep in a place that doesn't exist, that's what you said.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Zambia, perhaps, but Zambibia, no. Superstitions, Peter, with you. And there are 12 seconds, starting now.
Well, I don't really believe in superstitions, and I'm not...
Paul challenged.
That's very unlucky to say that.
Give Paul another bonus point. You were interrupted, Peter. A point to you. 8 seconds on superstitions, and you start now.
Yes, I start now. Well, if I were suspicious...
Stephen challenged you. There was a little hiatus there, listeners, because Peter appeared to have nodded off for a second. I indicated that he should get a bit closer to his microphone, and during that pause, Stephen Frost challenge, which seemed very unfair, so we won't allow anything and say, Peter, you have 7 seconds left on superstition, starting now.
Well, eating oranges after you've been eating...
You obviously didn't want the subject, Peter. Stephen Frost got in first, yes. I think it was a definite hesitation,
yes,
Stephen,
hesitation,
right.
Yeah. And
we're back to Zambibia
technique.
With you. 2 seconds to go, starting now.
Crossing your fingers, standing on one leg and closing your eyes.
So Stephen Frost again, speaking as a whistleblower, gained an extra point. And others in that round, he's crept up on Miriam McCurlin. And Steve, it's your turn to begin. The digital age. Tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can, Stephen, starting now.
Well, we are now obviously very present in the digital age. There are more TV programmes that can be received if you have the right equipment to collect the digital things.
Rhea, challenge, yes. Hesitation.
Yeah, sorry, well, hesitation. Yeah. I was just realising I know nothing about the digital age.
Oh, I see. So you got him for pausing, for hesitating, and now you've paused because, well, that's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you'll do very well on it. 51 seconds. The digital age, starting now.
The digital age.
Stephen, challenge.
Education. She needs a better one.
We'll interpret that as hesitation and give it back to you, Stephen. 49 seconds, the digital age, starting now.
I have bought a digital JVC camera which puts the computer image on the screen for you without actually having to send it away to a chemist and can be reproduced at any moment at the flick of a button, any time...
Peter, challenged.
No good sending anything like that to a chemist, would it?
No. 36 seconds. For you to tell us something about the digital age starting now.
Well, it's all to do with your fingers and counting on them and everything. And when you've reached an age when you can no longer count your own age with your fingers, which...
Stephen.
Two fingers.
Stephen, a correct challenge. 25 seconds, the digital age starting now.
We are in the digital age, but of course, was it called the analog age before that? No, it wasn't, which why make Brett begs the...
It's an impossible game, isn't it? Maria, you got in first. You have 17 seconds on the digital age, starting now.
I just wanted to have another attempt at saying the word digital age, which I seem to have managed. Now, that was the name of my dance troupe back in the 1970s, when I had very, very...
Paul, you got in, yes.
Repetition of very.
Very, very, yes. Paul, you've got in with 6 seconds on the digital age, starting now.
Well, computers basically understand a simple language. It's known as the binary code. You have one or naught.
So, Paul Merton, speaking as a whistlewind, gained that extra point. He has increased his lead at the end of the round. And, Maria, your turn to begin. We're moving into the final round, alas, because it has been fun, hasn't it? The subject, mottos. So, moving from superstitions, the digital age, let's finish on mottos, starting now.
Mottos are what groupies used to be known as, who followed around the popular 1960s/70s group, Mott the Hoople. And I have to say, some of my happiest moments were spent hanging around outside backstage doors, getting off with halitosis-ridden roadies. Now the band have no longer played their songs. I can't even remember any of the songs at all.
Stephen, challenge first.
Two songs. Only had two songs.
Yes.
Roll Away the Stone and All the Young Dudes.
What a fascinating piece of memorabilia. Well, somebody liked it anyway in the audience. 33 seconds, Stephen, on motto starting now.
My family motto is Ectum spotata cururum est, which of course means it's got to be butter. Because as we all know, being a bishop, my father was also a farmer, because in the old days, they had to...
It gets you that way in just a minute. He completely corpsed himself. He broke all up.
I'll just see but my Maria, dad in
you
a cup of milk in a can.
All right. 17 seconds for you on motto, starting now.
Who dares wins is the motto of the SAS, the psycho...
Stephen Chan.
Repetition of S.
S is a correct challenge. 14 seconds, Stephen, starting now.
My Latin teacher at school taught us a very...
Maria, challenge.
We've had Latin before.
He spoke in Latin, but he didn't give it a... didn't mention the word Latin.
Didn't you?
No, I don't think so, no. 11 seconds, still
scroll
with you,
Steve.
Scroll
back the tape.
Well, we'll get letters if I'm
wrong.
They
can't, it's digital. No. We don't spoil it back when it's digital.
No, he thought that such an erudite audience as we have here at the Loughborough Town Hall, would, once he started speaking Latin, they'd know immediately what the language was. And so, mottos is still with you, Stephen, 11 seconds starting now.
The motto of Leicester City, as everyone knows, well, I don't need to say it because it's...
Peter challenged.
I don't know it. You have to say what it is.
But he also hesitated, Peter, so you've got him with 5 seconds to go on mottos, starting now. Peter!
Oh, I thought you... Yes. Do it now, for instance.
I was giving it to you, Peter.
I thought you were passing it on to him.
I know. So you get a bonus point for that, because it was a big laugh you got, and you still have mottos, Peter. 5 seconds, starting now.
Do it now. If at first you don't succeed, give up.
Right. If at first you don't succeed, give up, said Peter, spoke as the whistle went, got an extra point for doing so, and that phrase brings us to the end of this edition of Just a Minute. I think all four of them have succeeded magnificently. Peter Jones finished just in fourth place, only 2 or 3 points behind Stephen Frost, who hasn't played the game very much before. Maria McCurlin, who has only played it twice before, finished in a very strong second place, but just out in the lead, 2 points ahead, was Paul Merton. So we say, Paul, you're the winner this week. It only remains for me to say thank you to our four gifted players of the game, Paul Merton, Peter Jones, Maria McCurlin, and Stephen Frost. Also wish to thank Helen Willens for keeping the score and also running the stopwatch and the whistle so elegantly. I must, of course, thank our producer, Chris Neal, who has directed with such aplomb, and Ian Messiter, who created the game, for whom we are extremely grateful, and this delightful audience here in the Town Hall at Loughborough, who have cheered us on our way so magnificently. From them, from our panel, from our producer, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in. Tune in again when once more we take to the air and play Just a Minute to them from all of us here. Goodbye! ¶¶